couple of job and career-related stories I want to share with you here. So we've got the jobless claims. Those came out today, 898,000 last week. After a steady decline from the peak of nearly 7 million in March, claims have clocked in between 800,000 and 900,000 for more than a month now as companies are readjusting their headcounts. Now, we're going to talk about planning for jobs of the future coming up in just a second here, but identifying and knowing your unique skills, how even if you're in a sector that may not be doing well now, maybe it's a declining sector of the economy, what skills you have and identifying those for another sector of the economy is incredibly important right now. Let's talk about a Wall Street Journal article here out today. Millions of jobs have been lost. Hiring is booming at these companies. The home mortgage market is booming. Low interest rates have led millions of Americans to refinance and continue working from home. Policies that are incentivizing people to buy a new house. More normal years, you see fourth quarter hiring tends to be dominated by seasonal work at stores in preparation for holiday shopping. But the current hiring boosts go well beyond that need. Last month, Amazon.com said it planned to hire another 100,000 workers in the U.S. and Canada. As more people stay home and shop online for necessities, stuff like that. Amazon added 175,000 warehouse workers in March and April, including here in Chicago. 125,000 of them, they say they're going to keep on as permanent workers. Other big businesses, cloud computing companies that help businesses digitize, and financial services firms are also ramping up fourth quarter hiring. Customer service reps, Fidelity is hiring 4,000 additional workers to fill roles like customer service reps and financial advisors and things like that. So those are some of the areas that are growing in this economy. Another story I want to just tell you about, job losses are hitting the Gen Z group harder than during the pandemic than older generations. Here's that story out of CNBC. While tens of millions of Americans are hurting financially, a new analysis shows younger workers have taken the biggest hits in terms of job losses. Gen Z is, by the way, 16 to 24 years old. The most likely to be unemployed or underemployed because of the pandemic, according to the Economic Policy Institute. Now, maybe they're not responsible for all the bills because at that age you're not. Maybe it's supplemental income, so it's not as important. Here's what they say, the reasons why. That generation tends to be concentrated in industries that and sectors that have been hit particularly hard by the pandemic, like hospitality and retail. Also, younger workers less likely than older ones to have the option to work from home. Only 6.7 of Gen Z workers reported the opportunity or the ability to be able to telecommute for their job. So that's compared to roughly a third of employees 25 to 64. So let's talk about, you've got a kid in college or someone in your family is in college right now, how to prepare them, how to make them best prepared for what's ahead. Let's talk to Dr. Nancy Ryan. She's with Career Vision. Hey, Dr. Nancy, thanks for joining the show.
Hi, thanks for having me.
There's a lot there. So, I mean, I think this is, it's an uncertain world, and I think those times, I suppose it can be an opportunity if you look at them the right way. I know one of the things you do in, at Career Vision is you identify each individual's unique skills and aptitudes, and you see mm-hmm. what it is they're suited for, and it almost doesn't matter. You can pick different sectors depending on how well they're doing as long as you understand yourself.
That's very true, and that is our specialty, and it's so helpful for high schoolers, for college students, and for families. Lots of parents and grandparents catch wind of what we do because they can really see the value in helping. Now, there's a financial value there, too, but the value in helping kids get direction early, because for the cost of a college credit, third person can come through our process and really equip themselves with the ability to gain more direction, make more strategic choices for high school and career.
Yeah, I know if people have questions, 312-981-7200, because a lot of folks may have a college student in their right now and thinking, this is so weird. I don't know what's going on. The whole thing is weird, right? And just even thinking about the future seem in an uncertain environment can be a little daunting.
It is, and it's so, I mean, there's so many moving pieces now, and high schoolers and college students. I have a few of my own, two kids in that age cohort, and there's so many things going on, and there's really, I was thinking about it before the, calling in, and there's a few major buckets. We're uniquely positioned to target one of them, but first and foremost, on the, social-emotional front, kids are reporting, as you might imagine, much more stress. I was reading a study from the American College Health Association recently. 66% of students reporting much more financial stress than previous. Of course, there's stress related to worrying about the health of loved ones and themselves, wondering about the future and when this is all going to end. And then the upheavals that happen with needing to be moved around from one place to another, like being displaced or being sent home or uncertain about, you know, where they're going to be staying and things like that. And lots of college kids are reporting feeling a little bit vilified, too, or demonized because, you know, people might assume that they're spreading or they're making bad choices when the vast majority are trying to make conscientious choices for themselves. So that's one front. It's the whole financial, the social, emotional, you know, they might miss their friends, not be able to connect. The second one is where we really hone in. It's around, you know, that's an area we can really support kids, all of us. First of all, we can be aware of their emotional needs and turn into them and take a barometer and, you know, talk to kids and find out what they need on that front. And there's telehealth and lots of good resources that way for counseling and psychologists.
Dr. Nancy,
but our focus,
can you hold that thought for just a second? Because I have to pause, but I do want to talk more about the solutions and advice for the college student, the student in your life, that in your family, that, you know, to give them some support and see if there's some things we can impart, some ways to help folks as they're trying to decide the next steps of their lives. Dr. Nancy Ryan is with Career Vision. More with her in just a minute. Get back to Dr. Nancy Ryan, Career Vision, careervision.org, as we talk about how to prepare kids and the students, the college students in our lives, in our families, about what's ahead in this uncertain environment. Give us some examples, Dr. Nancy, of how we can sort of help out in this situation. There is stress. You mentioned that. There's a lot of uncertainty. We talked about that. But there are ways to wade through this and get through it and be in good shape for their future.
One of the things about going through difficult times and crises and uncertainty is if you can sort of regroup with a core sense of who am I and how can I navigate through this. That's what we start to equip young people with in our work at Career Vision, specifically helping them see inspiring directions for the future. Sometimes I think being a high schooler or a college student when you're unsure of what's out there may feel like walking around in fog with sunglasses on, like you don't even know what options are out there, let alone how they fit in. And so our approach is to really zero in on one's natural, it's a very positive approach, natural strengths and aptitudes, blend it with what motivates the young person and make them aware of inspiring pathways that they can orient. It gives a sense of hope, which is so helpful in times of uncertainty. So developing planning and advocacy skills around being able to articulate what their strengths are, to build some basic career planning and decision-making skills, that's critical. But I wanted to point out resources that are available on college campuses and are just so wonderful. I mean, college campuses and administrators and teachers, professors, they're really stepping up as best they can and adapting to the online instruction, but continuing to provide wonderful resources to students. Even over Zoom, I've taken advantage of this with my kids, academic advising, academic support and counseling, counseling center, the career services center. These are all available with professionals willing and waiting to lend a hand. In fact, I've found in my own personal experience as a parent, like the folks on the other end going above and beyond. One of the counselors and social workers even swung by the house one day to see how just say hello to one of my kids and see how they were doing and things like that. That was really sweet.
That is
second.
Sweet.
They
know how tough it is. And I got to just mention one thing about one of the things you guys do, which is you discover individual unique aptitudes. And I got to say, I didn't quite understand it so much, but I just went through it myself. And it was interesting to see because it's not just, well, you're really gifted in math or you have a great vocabulary, you're great at public speaking or you're a problem solver. It goes so deep into your unique qualities and the intersection of everything you are in all of these spheres. And it comes together with some pretty clear solutions of some identifying kind of what you'd likely to be good at, what you're likely to be happy with, what you won't get bored with or what you will be most satisfied with in your life. And that's a pretty meaningful thing to figure out early on.
It is, because it's so hard to be objective about those things and to have it sort of quantified, made clear, pointed out, and have the dots connected by way of, like, what motivates you and what are you potentially really strong at and what sorts of career pathways does that lead to? That can really get a fire going in your belly. And usually when parents leave with their kids, they say something like, I wish something like this was in place when I was younger.
Oh, that's no question about it. And how young do you say? What's the age that's best to do it? Would you say, you know, what age, and then up to what age?
At Career Vision, and this is based on research, longitudinal research, it's called test, retest, or stability data. Like, when can you get really solid data? It's around age 16, around the aptitudes. They really tend to crystallize or stabilize, and they stay with you through a lifetime. You can come back well into adulthood. Even folks considering retirement or midlife career change, they benefit from this process. So it's not just high schoolers and college students, but around age 16 is the starting age.
Okay, so you know, we've all seen this with our friends and folks we know, or people in our family, where you've landed in something because you think it's perfect and you read or your friends told you this is a great job, and then you're completely and totally miserable, and likely when you drill down on this, the aptitudes, you'll figure out why that is. Do you run into that?
Definitely. And one thing I think that bears clarifying is aptitudes, you don't get it in school. Like, lots of parents or folks believe, oh, you can get this sort of an assessment done at school. It really is a gold standard, and also highly affordable process. You might think that's super expensive, but it's really not. For the cost of a college credit, you can come through the process here. But aptitude is not interest. Aptitude is natural potential and strength to pick up future skills you haven't yet been exposed to. So just knowing that, like knowing your hardwired natural potential, is super powerful. And seeing it in multiple areas, too. And seeing, oh, I could, that puts you more in control of deciding which, aptitude passengers you want to be in the car or driving the car. If you have extra mathematical strengths, you can, go into a finance field or something like that, or accounting. Or if you have more artistic or visual spatial strengths, maybe it's going to be design engineering or mechanical work or something like that. But to have a forum to talk all that through is pretty powerful.
It is. There's no question about it. Really, really powerful. Do you find that you mentioned a really cool story about your own experience with your kids and the career counselor, the counselor coming to your house and being involved and stuff. I would just think everyone is so flooded with questions right now. I'm wondering if college students are getting great help right now in general, do you think?
Well, I think it's a matter of advocacy so much because kids might, I think there may be a tendency to sort of retreat, and kids are reporting significantly more mental health concerns than they have prior. Like 58% are reading a study just released on September 10th by American Higher Education. It was the Chegg.org study, to be specific, but 58% of college students saying they're either moderately very or extremely worried about their own mental health. And I think there may be a tendency, I suspect, to retreat and to not self-advocate or to ask for help, or maybe to assume that because it can't be face-to-face, it's not available. But that's so not the case. Telehealth and mental health over Zoom and phone calls is very well-established practice, and it's definitely something. I think that sometimes there's folk practitioners that are sort of waiting, and because they know that the need is there, but they're waiting for, kids to reach out a little bit more.
CareerVision.org is the place to go, and I'm so happy you joined us. And it's there's a ton of resources you have there, and
yes,
people can go there,
including some including some great articles online about the resources available for college students on campus, and also even timelines for different tasks to target freshman year, sophomore year, junior, and senior to really position themselves for a great career launch.
That's good stuff. Thank you, Dr. Nancy Ryan. Appreciate it.
Thanks a lot. Take care. Okay.
You too.
Bye-bye.